Good evening, and we want to welcome you on this Thursday evening to the living room. Brother Freedom is here. Mike is going to come in a few moments and read some scripture, and we're watching a great hurricane that's moving in toward the United States and how God controls the winds. He's so wonderful. Father, we just thank you today. Oh, we praise you for life itself, Lord. Without it, we wouldn't have a breath of air. We wouldn't have a drink of water. We wouldn't have a bit of food. Lord, we wouldn't have the energy to lift our little finger if it wasn't for you. Lord, you are the source of everything, and you're the one that comes down and anoints Brother Freedom. Without your touch upon Brother Freedom, he wouldn't know what to say next, but you help him. You anoint him. You move upon him. And Lord, you're so wonderful. We just give you praise and honor and glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
This is all in the book of Amos. In chapter 8, verse 11 and 12 says, "Behold, the days come, saith the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. And they shall wander from sea to sea, and from the north even to the east. They shall run to and fro to seek the word of the Lord, and shall not find it." Then in chapter 9, starting at verse 2, it says, "Though they dig into hell, thence shall mine hand take them. Though they climb up to heaven, thence will I bring them down. And though they hide themselves in the top of Carmel, I will search and take them out thence. And though they be hid from my sight in the bottom of the sea, thence will I command the serpent, and he shall bite them. And though they go into captivity before their enemies, thence will I command the sword, and it shall slay them. And I will set mine eyes upon them for evil and not for good. And the Lord God of hosts is he that toucheth the land, and it shall melt, and all that dwell therein shall mourn, and it shall rise up wholly like a flood, and shall be drowned, as by the flood of Egypt. It is he that buildeth his stories in heaven, and hath founded his troop in the earth, he that calleth for the waters of the sea, and poureth them out upon the face of the earth. The Lord is his name. Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, saith the Lord? Have not I brought up Israel out of the land of Egypt, and the Philistines from Caphtor, and the Syrians from Kir? Behold, the eyes of the Lord God are upon the sinful kingdom, and I will destroy it from off the face of the earth, saving that I will not utterly destroy the house of Jacob, saith the Lord." Then back in chapter 6, starting at verse 3, it says, "Ye that put far away the evil day, and cause the seed of violence to come near, that lie upon beds of ivory, and stretch themselves upon their couches, and eat the lambs out of the flock, and the calves out of the midst of the stall, that chant to the sound of the viol, and invent to themselves instruments of music like David, that drink wine in bowls, and anoint themselves with the chief ointments, but they are not grieved for the affliction of Joseph."
Thank you very much. Father, we just thank you, we praise you. I have no idea what you want me to say, but I pray these scriptures, but as I look down there and you want me having to reread, Father, I just pray that you'll put that into my heart, into my spirit, Lord, into my being, the right words that you wish for me to say. I pray that you anoint, strengthen, and after this night, if someone's listening that needs help, I pray that you'll, as this sermon goes forth, you'll touch their hearts, bring healing to their bodies, set them free in a mighty way. Father, we claim that this word shall have a dynamic power. We claim it will have a cleansing touch from heaven. Lord, we pray that you're able to accomplish what man cannot accomplish. Father, we look to you this night to do a great work, and we thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. Amos, I've been reading for a lot of years. It sort of parallels a little bit to the children of Israel to America. Now, in the 1600s, 1700s, our nation was founded, basically, most of the people that founded it was founded upon the Word of God. They established the Word of God, and then they had the Revolutionary War and Washington and all, and they built the principles upon the Word of God. And they set out to have a nation that believed the Lord Jesus, and God blessed this nation. God has really blessed this nation in a powerful way. God's blessed. In world wars, America was the top one in the world wars. It sent troops in there. And they did great and mighty exploits. They did great things because in those days, Churchill knew all the great men Hitler stayed in. This world was condemned. He was a madman. He was a devil, basically. But they knew that they had to, with God's help, that they were able. It looked almost impossible because Hitler had such an advantage. He went in and took down nations, one nation after another. Pretty soon, everybody was really afraid of him. It was a tough battle. But God prevailed. God helped. And I truly believe this lady that we're living in, things parallel about that. Israel, when Israel started out with the Lord, when David was the king, they moved out. When you get the wrong king in there, they'd be defeated. When things was going with God, that God was blessing me, is that simple. When they was going against God, God let them realize that it was happening because he let them happen. In this book of Amos, it talks about beds of ivory, that I truly believe in my own heart that America is a land of, we don't have factories no more, we don't have many things anymore, but one thing we have, pleasure. It's a land of the pleasure. It's a land of having a good time. And I believe God is not against the good time, but having it and setting ourselves, and when there's people going to eternity without God. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in him should not perish. Perish, that word perish, I want you to hang on to it, but have eternal life. You know, people think that they've got their salvation set in concrete, that what do? They're going to make it, but I question it. Even myself, as long as I've been serving, I really question that if I go against God, I have no support. And I believe that as time goes on, it's going to be harder to live an overcoming life for the Lord. It's just there's wrong spirits, there's things. I was in a meeting yesterday, and it was so, you could just feel the power of darkness in that room. It's just there. You don't like to condemn the people because they're away from God. God is the answer. What I say, God, our Heavenly Father, holds everything in his own being. This is all his realm, not ours. The Bible says in Psalms, the earth is the Lord and the fullness of, and all that dwell therein. All that dwell therein. This is his department. And when we start messing against God's, what he has, then we come against the Creator. We come against the powers of God. But the enemy loves that because we get in a place of walking according to the old principle of the earth. The spirit that now works in the children of disobedience. Most of us that know the Lord, God literally set us free when we accept Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. At that time, you was touched. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Former things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. But this is where I really believe that a lot of people have let down. It's like buying a big, heavy piece of equipment. And you put it to work out here, but you don't tell the man that you got to change oil. And you don't have to change nothing. You don't have to change. Just go for it. It'll just be a few months, he's going to be broke down. A brand new piece of equipment. Because it has to be service. And that's the way we are as God's people. We need to have a service from God all the time. That we would stand in alliance with him. We're out of shape. Most Christians are out of shape. And what you see out of shape means we're not quite where we would be with God. The Bible says we're lukewarm. The Bible says we're lukewarm, he would spew us out of his mouth. Lukewarm is a compromise of good and evil. And we can't compromise with God. We have to either be in or out. We're not halfway. And halfway brings us into a place of wrong. This book of Amos starts showing what happens. It says, behold the Lord, that he will send a famine in the land, not of bread nor of thirst, but hearing the word of God. And truly, you can tell people this is what the word, they don't acknowledge it. It's all knowledge. That's not what it means. This word is it's to be in us. It's part of it that God made us. You have to eat food. You have to be able to exist. But the word is pretty valuable. And many years ago, the Lord told me to eat it. And I believe why is because I didn't argue about it. I took it as it was until it did something in my heart that I can't explain. Because sometimes we start to read the Word of God, you say, well, I don't believe this. Then you're not letting the Word, it's supposed to do the changing. You're trying to change the Word, but the Word will change you. And see, that's what we do. We want to change what God tells us, but it should be changing us. We've got it just reversed. We need to have a change as we grow in the Lord. Now, when we first start out, if we take a test, we're very weak in the Lord. And we should grow in toward the Lord. As we increase, God will help us. But we have to trust in our living God. Trusting is something that is hard for us to do. As moral people, we're not made that way to trust in God. But it has to be our lifestyle. It says, behold, the eyes of the Lord are upon the sinful kingdom, and he will destroy it from the face of the earth. We're seeing that right now, that people don't agree with me, but God's here to change things. God hates sin. And when he sees the earth practicing sin, and we don't have any rules and regulations to come against it, it's rampant every place you go. Anybody wants to do something, they just do it. The only time that they get in trouble is when they break some law that's going to offend something. When you take a person's life or you do these kind of things, then you'll be brought before a judge for a verdict. And a verdict is generally given out by just common people. But God's already given the verdict. That's people, we should not have to wait for any verdict. We should live in such a way toward God. If we'll live righteously, God will bless us. And I believe that. We have to maintain a sense of balance that comes through the spiritual opening of God's imparts it into our heart. Spiritual balance will not let you do certain things. If you get off balance with sin, you'll fall into the mainstream of sin. But if you're where you should be with the Lord, there's something that's going to take place. When you get close to it, you're going to be actually feel that. You're going to feel, I'm going to abstain from all appearance of evil. How does that come? By reading the Word of God, praying without ceasing, seeking God, all these things as growing from the Lord. It didn't happen overnight. It happens as a process of time. When you put your time in God's hand, it just happens. You don't become an overcomer overnight. You grow into becoming an overcomer. Because what I did 5 years ago, then it was okay, but now it's sin. Because you grow, what's or not a faith is sin. Sin is something, it's not just what we call sin, but it's bigger than that. It's leaving God out of the picture. What's not a faith, it is sin. Sin shall not have no grip in our lives, or we're not really going to be able to stand strengthened in the Lord. Amos was living in a time when troublesome times like we are today. You have to just face it. If you're truthful, God's left out of the picture everywhere you go. The Lord's left out. If you got a church, still the church governs that board. He tells them what to do. And God's really out, not in the picture. And I'm saying this with authority of God, because I was in church and God let me know that. And I know it's true. There's so much self in all of us that if we do it through our self spirit, we're going to be that ourselves. We need a change from heaven. And that's why we need that agape power all the time to walk in the Spirit. The Bible plainly says, if we walk in the Spirit, we'll not fulfill the lust of the flesh. But if we walk in the flesh, we will fulfill the things of darkness. We walk in the Spirit, we'll not be moved upon by the things of darkness. But God made us that way. It's like a hot iron. If you get it hot enough where it's going to be able to bend, then you have to temper that with cooling it down to make it hold that form that is made from the form that holds that casting, that whatever it is. And that's where we are. We need to cast ourselves in the Lord. God formed us into His image. We have to have such a temper. Temper is our character that brings us into place that we can get our mold warm enough from heaven to be and just grow in the Lord. If we try to do it then ourselves, then just nothing happens. I was back in Peoria a few years back and watched them mold steel. Hot steel. It pours down and it's just like they mold down through there. And the clinkers come out, but it comes out, it's a piece of steel. It may be a shank for something, it may be anything that's cast, it makes it. But the pouring burns off the dreads, the bad things in the metal. It kicks it out. And you get the pure metal. And that's what we got. God wants to make us out of pure, holy from heaven. In ourselves, we have flaws in us. We have places of not so good to look at. But as we start growing the Lord, God replaces that old wore out part and we get a new one until we grow through that. And another we take updates all the time until we get to heaven. We never have it made. We just keep on going for the Lord. But we really need to work out our salvation with fear and heavy trembling. Because what if we miss it? It's going to be bad. Amos right here. God sees it. And He's going to bring judgment. The Bible says judgment must begin at the house of God. It will first begin in us. What's the end of them that believe not? The Bible says, seek ye first His kingdom, and then all these other things shall be added. God wants to be able to prove Himself into us day by day. That we'll lay aside every weight and sin so easily beset us, and then we'll run that race with patience. Patience is something that a lot of people were to acquire patience in the Lord. That means waiting until the process is finished. You're not going to go off someplace else, put a new pour in when you just need to be hard in there for a while. You just wait upon the Lord. Pretty soon it comes out exactly what God wants it. But we've got to wait upon the Lord. He is our strength. He's our power. He's our leadership. And we need to learn He is all. That we can truly trust Him. He will never leave us. He'll never forsake us. His eye is over the righteous. And His ears open to the cry. He says, call unto me. And He will answer. His shorter and greater mighty things that we know not. Nowhere in the world can anyone duplicate what God has for us. Through computers, all the up-to-date things, there's nothing that can competes with the Spirit of God. How that God can tell you right now, this morning, where you're going to be tonight, and it'll happen. It's beyond my understanding, but God is that great. He is beyond our imagination. But it all comes in trusting Him. I dare not trust no other. The Lord's the only one I can trust. That's each one of we got to trust Him. He's trustworthy. He is our leadership. If we go anything else, then He has to pour that whole batch of hot metal out. And then sort of, you got to beat it all apart, get it out of there because it sticks and that. So then you got to pour that batch again. And that's when that's time and time and time. God has to work. We get just about the time, then we find clinkers in it, we find cracks in it, we find a lot of things that distort us from walking in victory. And God wants to be above reproach. God is very fair. God will help you. All you got to do is want to help God. And if you do just that little bitty choice, He'll make it. I guarantee you, all of you will make it. All you got to do is want to, and God's there. But you say, I don't want to, well then, the Lord sort of backs off. He backs off Amos, that day of Amos. Israel was way away from God. America this day is away from God. I've seen things that's happening that's only the Lord can understand. There's things that's happening. A Christian nation would not do it. We've caught up in homosexuals, abortions, all these wicked things that bring us down. Gay marriages, all this stuff. We know it's against the will of God. And God's got a special rule about Israel. Those that bless Israel, God's going to bless. You come against Israel, and God's going to come against you. And I wouldn't be a bit surprised to see these hurricanes going to do a little bit more than we think. God's here to bring His wrath against those that come against Him. You say, oh, no, you're not well, God, the Lord can. But I've known when things have happened, and they come to half pass. And some of them say that, I've heard that's about the worst thing that happened, but God knows. God's here to strengthen us, to uplift us, to encourage us, that we might be a vessel of praise. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise, that's what the bottom line, His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast, the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. I sought the Lord, and He heard me,
and deliver me. God's here to encourage us. He has showed the old man what is good. This is all scripture. And what doth the Lord require of me? But to do justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with our God. Oh, praise God. When the enemy comes in like a flood, yeah, the Lord thy God shall raise up a standard against him. A standard. God will raise up a standard against if we'll just stand before the Lord. The Bible says, blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor stand in the seat of the carnal, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. His delight is in the law of the Lord. It's not arguing about it. His delight is in the law of the Lord. His leaves shall not wither. Whatsoever do shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the ungodly shall perish. That's Psalms, the first chapter. The word of God is just full of it. God is here as your source. He's here to help you. As the Bible says, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious of workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down as the green grass. God's going to cut them out as the green grass. And they shall wither as their trust in the Lord and do good. So shall dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. R.G. Letourneau was a contractor, a builder, and really for the Lord. He gave 90% of what he had to the Lord. God showed him exactly how to build these big machines. Nobody built them before. Letourneau was the first one. And how that God would just come down, and Letourneau says, well, he says, I'm going to give God 90%, and I'm going to live on the 10%. You know, that was when the, oh, I feel the glory. The glory here. He would get jobs and make money. Other contractors go broke. God's faithful. God will bless you. Christian, if you want to live for God, God's going to bless you. He's going to put a seal of approval on your life, and you're going to be blessed in such a way, he'll just bless you. His eyes running to and fro throughout the whole to show himself strong. That means to bless you on the heart who's made perfect toward him. You start singing, God, you don't have to worry. You don't have to go to a school or something. God's search. He'll find you at home. He'll find you out here in the street corner. If you're by yourself, he's going to find you. If your heart is made perfect toward him, he's going to bless you. He's going to increase himself upon you, and you're going to be an overcomer for the Lord. But where the problems comes, we don't put him first. A lot of times we want to do it our own way. And he say, just like he told me one time, I was questioning about a tap that broke off. And I says, if I do it, I might get fired. He said, if there's anything in there, Mark, just stop right now. I said, no, forgive me, Lord. Forgive me. That's one thing we got to keep trying. We can't stop. If we serve the Lord, we got to keep going. What is hindrance? Nothing. We got to go walk in faith. That our faith is what has to be made alive within us. We're stepping out through faith. We're walking in faith. We don't know what the end is, but we know that God's going to meet us the next time we take a step. He's going to fit there the next step. He's going to keep on. That's the way it works. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up wings of eagle. They shall run and not be worried. They shall walk and not faint. Amos, those people, they're going to see the judgment of God. And God did bring judgment upon those people. But God's here today that America wake up. America wake up because God's coming back. America's not looking for him coming through the clouds of glory. But the Bible says, when these signs come to pass, look up, you're against, when they begin to happen. I'll tell you, they've already begun to happen. And when they begin to happen, I've never seen storms like they have been. I've never seen all these things come to pass. But when these things begin to pass, the Bible finally tells me, look up. It's time for me. I don't know, maybe 5 years, maybe 1 year, maybe tonight. But I'm looking for his coming. I don't know about you, but I want to choose to make heaven. I don't want to take no chance of missing heaven. If we don't make heaven, it's going to be terrible. It's going to be a perilous time. It's going to be troublesome time. We cannot take that chance. We got to mean business with God. Say, I want God. It's greater than the life itself. Than being with God. It's the greatest thing that we can do is live with him. We need to perform when there's no performing left. We have to lean on the Lord. And that's what God wants to do. When I got 2 or 3 years ago, when I had the stroke, the Lord told me, I like now, I have to lean on him. I don't know nothing. In those days, I thought I was pretty close, but I wasn't close enough. God wants to lean on him. God's here to support us, here to direct us, here to lead us in a path that is so straight that man can't even find it. It goes to heaven. It takes the place of beyond our own human thinking. If we can think it through, it's not from God. That's why people get messed up in the Holy Spirit. They try to invent that they're getting it from the Holy Spirit. As man, then it's worse off and they never have nothing. Because what they're saying, it's just like a devil put a place in your mouth. When the Spirit comes upon you, it comes from heaven. And you wait upon Him to bring it. You don't do it until He comes upon you. My sheep know my voice, they come and call, and a stranger they do not know. The enemy comes to kill, destroy, and steal, but God's come to give us life and give us more abundant life. God's given us His grace, He's given us Spirit. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. There's a way that seems right unto men, but the end thereof are the ways of death. The pathway to justice shines light, it shines more and more to that most perfect day. Be not deceived, God is not mocked, whatsoever man soweth, that should also reap. We need to sow all the time to the Lord. We're going to get a harvest. It's the only productive way in this world. Everything else fails. But if you pray in God, you sing in God, it's going to manifest. It's going to come to tuition. It's going to come to harvest. It's going to be there to help you when you need it. It's there to help you, to support you, to encourage you. Father, just pray this night. Bless this service. I feel from you, Lord, I've shut it down. Father, I just pray in Jesus' name. Bless this time. Touch your hearts, your people, in a mighty way. Let them realize that we're so similar to the days of Amos. We're so indoctrinated, the beds of ivory. That means we've got to have the finest things. We got to have all the finest everything. We're really a high society people. But you can take that overnight and we'll lose it. And I believe that's what's happening. We're losing our first love. We're losing our strength. Lord, bless your people this night. Anoint them and set them free this night that they might be overcomers. Father, we just pray this day that you bless your people in a mighty way. Rearrange your life that they'll be filled with your glory. That joy of the Lord will be their strength. The power of the Spirit will be upon them. Arrive in Jesus' name. Father, touch your people from heaven this night. Father, I praise you in Jesus' name. I thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I pray for America this night. America, wake up this night. Be ready. Be still in the power of God. Oh, Lord, walk with your people this night. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen, 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 amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I've been sitting on the couch drinking in all these wonderful scriptures that the Holy Ghost has been pouring through Brother Freedom and just enjoying the anointing. Christian, I hope you've been enjoying it too, because this has been wonderful for me. Praise God. Thank you, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, amen.